This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. John Gruden was welcomed back for a second stint as Oakland Raiders coach with an elaborate introductory news conference. Gruden was greeted by owner Mark Davis on Tuesday with a video of the highlights from his first tenure in Oakland, nearly 20 years after he was first introduced as coach as an unproven 34-year-old by late owner Al Davis. Gruden coached the Raiders from 1998 to 2001 before being traded to Tampa Bay 16 years ago. New York Jets player Rashard Robinson has been accused of possessing marijuana-laced candy. Authorities say the 22-year-old NFL cornerback was pulled over in Morris County, New Jersey last December, and police found, quote, THC-infused peanut Buddha Butta candy in Robinson's possession. A spokesman for the Jets said they won't comment on the pending legal matter. The New York Giants have interviewed Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks for their vacant head coaching job. The 48-year-old Wilks met with co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch, new general manager David Gettleman, and assistant general manager Kevin Abrams at the team's headquarters 2 days after the Panthers were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs by New Orleans. In the NHL, Winnipeg beat the Buffalo Sabres 7-4 for their third straight victory. A former Rutgers University football player has admitted his role in three home invasions in which fellow students were targeted for drugs and cash. T.J. Johnson of Egg Harbor, New Jersey, on Monday pleaded guilty to armed robbery and conspiracy. Under terms of a plea agreement with the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office, the 26-year-old faces up to 15 years in prison when he's sentenced in March. A new report predicts 18 states will introduce bills to regulate sports betting this year, with 11 having a good chance of passing one. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee says it welcomes moves by North Korea to take part in next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. IOC President Thomas Bach says in a statement that North Korea's decision to send a delegation to the Games is, quote, a great step forward in the Olympic spirit. The IOC says it's now waiting for official details of how North Korean participation could work before it decides which athletes could compete. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.